It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you with us for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio here on a Saturday. Warm this weekend, too. The crazy thing is we're talking about rain. As you listen to this, of course, we're recording on Thursday, and it's sunny outside right now.
Yeah.
But we are 40s, lower 40s, maybe even upper 40s coming on Monday after the crazy week to 10 days of weather that we've had. And now we're talking rain for Saturday, rain again on Monday. I guess the only good news there is that well, we won't have to drive in it if you're going to be down in the valley.
Yeah, exactly.
And 5 of the next 7 days will have snow in them for the Wasatch Back up in Park City. So that all works out just fine. Tim Hughes along with, look at this, Russ Smith from Skycom.
They let me out for a couple weeks.
Where you been?
Well, I don't know if I could. Let me just say.
We don't need all the nitty gritty.
Let me just
details.
Say that prison food really isn't all that bad.
Yeah, that's good. Mama's going to take that personal about her cooking at home. Anyway, it's good to have you back in studio.
Man, let me tell you, it's really good to be here.
What is this time of year like for Skycall? Slow, I guess, middle of winter still.
You know, we have balanced our business out so that it's slow. Yeah, of course. We deactivate most of the equipment so we don't have that overhead. But we still have a lot of contracts, and meaning we have people that have bought the phones and they're paying for their for their service. And we have one of the most innovative thing in satellite phones.
Boom, boom, boom.
We have a whole program where you can just pay by the month and you can shut it off anytime you want.
That's beautiful.
It's very appealing to people that are just seasonal people.
Yeah, you know? That keeps you going.
Yeah.
And those folks can use their phone at any time without having to worry about, you know, renting and reaching out to you.
Right.
Navinomskis is actually, well, let's play a little round of Where is Navi? He's up in Big Sky Country today, Montana. You had quite a ride out of town, didn't you?
Yeah, we picked a rough day to drive to Missoula, Montana.
Man.
So we're in Missoula with my son here, and it's too far from Utah, in case you're wondering.
Well, my brother lives just a few blocks away from Mickey up there, and we don't make that drive all that often, once a year or so, to go see my brother and my sister-in-law, but we sure enjoy it up there.
But, yeah, it's lovely. It's an amazing place. But, you know, in the middle of a snowstorm all the way, I was a little fatigued by the time we got here.
Didn't you say you followed a snowplow all the way to the Idaho border?
Right. Absolutely. I go, he's turning around, and I looked, and it said Idaho, and I go, oh, dang it. But, yeah, we followed at 33 miles an hour all the way literally from Tremonton to the border. Yesterday it was rough, almost 2 hours to Milan.
Well, usually, you know, because we get up to do the morning show, to do Utah's morning news, Amanda and I'll get out of bed. She gets up a little bit earlier than I do because she has hair and I don't, but so I get up about 3 o'clock, and no matter what the weather's like, it's never a bad commute because there's nobody else on the road. We usually avoid problems, but when we left the studio Wednesday to head home about 11:30, 12 o'clock. It was just mayhem in downtown Salt Lake City. And the roads were ice-packed, snow-packed all the way till about 54 south in Midvale. And then it finally eased up a little bit. It was crazy yesterday for sure.
You know, up here in Missoula, it's still really lovely. I mean, I love the winter. You know, I love skiing. You know that. And here they don't plow the roads. So they're all snow-packed. And it was like when I was a kid when we used to hitchy bob. Remember hitchy bob? And I talk about to my high school students, like, we go hitchy bob. And they're like, what?
What's that? Yeah, the funny thing is now you would never think of doing that because it's so dangerous. It's one of those memes that floats around from time to time with a kid hanging onto the back bumper or on a ski rope hanging off of the hitch and saying, we're lucky we survived our childhood.
That's how we got to church in the morning because you had your Sunday best shoes, and they're the best sliding shoes. And
got leather soles, you can go anywhere.
Of your house, when a cart comes by, you grab on and go all the way to church, and then we would have this marker in the parking lot of the church and who got the furthest from the road.
Yeah.
And then we would all sit there, all my pals, and see who got the furthest ride in.
Huh.
How did we survive is the question.
Right.
And what are kids doing now to have those same kinds of memories in their 50s and 60s and beyond?
Well, you know, they wear helmets for everything now. We didn't even know what a helmet was in those days.
No. And we'll probably get in trouble for, you know, encouraging kids to go out and try this.
We're not promoting that whatsoever.
No, we're not. It's a very dangerous thing to do. Before we get off the subject of snow, I do want to mention this, because those storms that came through here over a 10-day period have been amazing. The snowpack entering the year was 69% of average. And, Navi, we don't need to be told that because we were skiing around bushes, rocks, and trees for a month or more there. But look what's happened since the first of the year. The statewide snowpack average is now up 7.1 inches of snow water equivalent, which is 99% of the median average for this time of the year.
Things can change so quickly, and I'm glad they did. My legs are tired. It's been a great, great, great ski weekend.
Here's just a breakdown of some of the parts of the state. Weber, Ogden up 4.6 inches. Bear River is up 3.5 inches. Provo, Utah Lake and the Jordan area, 9.2 inches. Where's some of the others? Duchesne is even up 2.9 inches. The lower Sevier, 2.6. I mean, it's good statewide, which is just fantastic for our water situation and for all of you folks that love to get out and do winter activities. One of those winter activities is snowmobiling. I'm looking forward to having Roger Eggett on the show a little bit later. He, of course, sponsors this program, but they rent snowmobiles up there, and so it's been a big boom to his business, obviously, to finally have that playground ready to go. But we've had a couple of snowmobile deaths just this week, two of them. We had another one Wednesday night, Thursday morning. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time with Roger talking about snowmobile safety. With so many people that rent the machines, I'm always afraid they're getting on without knowing much about them.
Without a doubt.
And yeah. Not having the skill level to get themselves out of a tense situation. You're going to have some fish bites for us, right?
I am, for sure.
There was something else you wanted to talk about this morning. I know you're doing some vacation planning already. We're doing it together, actually, for 2024.
Correct. And I want to do a segment on what it is to have a vacation on the calendar.
And why that's important to everyone's life, no matter what stage of life you happen to be at.
Correct. Correct.
Mark and Bob are back in town, at least I think so, and I did hear from them a little while ago, so we'll be joining them. We'll have a little news of the week. And then because of all of this snow, looking forward to having Craig Gordon from the Utah Avalanche Center. He has not been pulling any punches, by the way. If you've seen their social media from the Utah Avalanche Center, he's in front of the camera and very serious. He's usually a pretty lighthearted guy. But he said, look, this is not the time to be messing with Mother Nature in the backcountry. He says, we don't consider you clients or customers of the Utah Avalanche Center. We consider you our family. And if you go out and make a mistake in the backcountry right now, your mistake is going to affect not just your life, but all of your loved ones and all of your friends and people you work with. And he's just laying down the law right now about how tough of a situation it is in the backcountry with all this heavy snow on top of a very weak December layer.
I don't recall ever having it this bad.
Well, he said it's as bad as it's ever been.
Yeah.
So I reached out to him, and we're going to have him on for a full segment just to map all of that out. Oh, and we're going to get Mickey on with us. What's he up to next week?
Yeah, he's going to ski into a yurt, which they do often up here in Montana.
Yeah, and I'm interested to hear what the planning behind the scenes is for something like that. Hauling it all in and hauling it all out. It's for the young at heart and not for us these days. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the news of the week here in just a minute. Don't go away.